I think that Tony coming here is super important to our community. The story he has to tell is very real, and it is what's happening out there. It is what's happening with opioid addiction. And it's so wonderful that so many people came to listen to this. It shows that the community is really concerned about what's happening and they want to learn more about what they can do as a community.
There's suicide program, prevention programs, and this is almost like on the opposite side, or maybe it can be a correlation of how many people we can save. Is there a correlation there, do you think?
I would say that mental illness and addiction definitely can go hand in hand. You know, maybe not for everyone, but there's certainly a relationship, I believe. What I'm doing and what Doug is doing somewhat as well is I'm doing a listening and learning tour right now. I just want to learn what's happening in communities, what is being done out there by different groups and different committees. And, you know, once I spend some time learning more about what's happening, then I think I can make some more informed decisions about how I can help and what my role can be to help fight addiction in North Dakota and in our communities.
You had a recent interview with you and your personal life. Did this many points hit home?
Definitely. Yep. You know, addiction, if it's drugs or alcohol, I mean, the behavior is similar. I could really relate to what he was saying. It's that thing where, you know, for other people, you're like, well, just don't do it, you know, and wow, it would seem to make sense that, you know, if you go through something like that, being incarcerated, you would never do that again. But it's addiction is a disease, and it's cunning, baffling, and powerful, and it's really hard to describe, but it is a disease. So I'm so grateful a Surgeon General finally has recognized it as such, and so I think it'll be that puts us much further down the path towards pulling together and helping to identify that, you know, that we need to do whatever we can in communities to help fight addiction.
And tell us how rewarding it's been for you for your recovery.
Well, I truly believe I would not be where I am today if I wasn't sober. So many gifts have been given to me in my life, and so many doors have opened up, and I believe it's just because I keep trying to put my foot in front of the other, one step at a time, one day at a time, and I keep trying to do what I think is the next right thing, and so I'm just going to keep working down that path.